The theme to our segment, Racetracks Everywhere. We travel the nation catching up with race clubs to talk about their race meetings, their town. And we've got a beauty to talk about now because there are towns that certainly give you a memory or an indication of exactly where they are. Because when you mention Roxby Downs, straight away we think of mining. But Roxby Downs does have a race club that races each year. They didn't race last year. They are racing this weekend. And joining us, the club secretary in Dwayne Gummy takes our call. How are you, Dwayne?
I'm very good, very good. How's yourself?
We're doing well. We're a long way from you and we're a totally different situation to you. Just for our listeners that don't know, before we talk about the race club, just remind us a bit about Roxby Downs. How is it going in terms of mining these days? Because it is one of those iconic historical names that we associate with simply mining, don't we?
Pretty much. Roxby's here, sort of set up for the mine, but there is a local town not far from here, Andamooka, where they do a bit of opal mining. But the mining's good, BHP operated, and then we're basically doing a bit of an underground expansion and things like that. So there's plenty of work here in terms of activity and things like that. And we're lucky to an extent, being so far out of Adelaide with some of the issues, all things COVID and things like that, but good.
So how far are you from Adelaide?
We're about 5.5 to 6 hours drive from Adelaide, so
right,
under 600 k's. So about 2.5 hours north of Port Augusta.
So even though South Australia's been pretty good for COVID since the pandemic started, you didn't race last year, did you?
No, we didn't. So in consultation with Country Racing SA and Racing SA, we actually stopped the racing quite early. I think it was about April, and our meeting's traditionally August. So we're a country non-tab, and we really rely on patrons, the crowd sort of thing. So it's a non-tab meeting, and that would have been very difficult, and there was a lot of uncertainty. We rely a lot on local businesses for sponsorship and a lot of help to get the meeting going and things like that, and there was just too much uncertainty at the time. So I think it was the right thing to do.
So where's the racetrack? And it's a dirt track, I guess. And where is it in relation to all the mines?
So the track is in Roxby. It's just on the edge of town there. It's probably about 200 or 300 metres from the main housing. And in relation to the mines, about a 15-minute drive, about 19 k's. Out to the mine site from the township of Roxby Downs. So most people, we put buses on for the races, but you can walk in and out of town. It's not that far.
So we see the names of your race sponsorship, and it certainly tells us exactly about the location. I mean, BHP sponsor the Cup. You've got Minetech Engineering, so it does epitomise what your locality's all about. What about the horses? You haven't had a meeting for a couple of years. How are nominations going, and are you expecting a solid meeting with the horse numbers and races?
We've got some pretty good fields, noms and coming through. There's a couple of races there, 10 horse fields last time I looked. I think there's a 9, 8 and 6s. We have six race program, and we have a feature. The feature is the Cup, and we also have a sprint, which there's a plate as a trophy. So this year looks quite good, and really good support from country, provincial and city trainers.
So when you mention those sort of numbers, you don't have problems with riders. I speak to a lot of the outback clubs in some states, and sometimes it's more a case of not having enough riders to worry about with horses. You're okay.
We struggled a few years ago, but we did a little bit of work with Country Racing SA and incentivised it a little bit. So we fly the jockeys up. Alliance Airlines is a big sponsor of the club as well. So we have a plane. They put a plane on. We're able to put a number of officials and sponsors and the like on the plane. There's also a basically $2,000 for the leading rider and also for the leading trainer. So we've got 10 coming up for this meeting, and there are a few apprentices around, fortunately, The year we struggled, we had a few retire that normally do the country circuit, but this year's been quite strong.
We're chatting to Dwayne Gumm, a Roxby Downs Race Club. Roxby, 5 hours from Adelaide, a true outback location. Mining, of course, the main reason people are there. They have their once-a-year meeting coming up. They didn't race last year. So this must be one of the big events for everyone who works at the mine. So do people have to make sure they've got their shifts worked out? Because I guess the mines don't stop, but I guess everyone wants to go to the big race day. How does that work?
That's correct. Most people work on a 7-on-7-off roster at the mine and on the surface. Because we actually shifted our race date this year. We were in lockdown the week prior to the original date. It's normally the first Saturday in August. And so we did some work with Country Racing SA and Racing SA, and we're able to obtain a second date in between Port Augusta and Port Lincoln. Unfortunately, it's on the opposite panel, so we've had some people pull out and refund tickets, but it's opened up some opportunity for some other people. Outside of that, people take annual leave and things like that. So you're right, it is a big community event. I think it's probably... the annual Christmas pageant, which we didn't have last year either, and the local football netball grand finals, they're probably the big events in Roxby. And there's also some cultural events and things like that that we run through the year. But the race is quite big, and a lot of people from out of town come up for it normally.
So what sort of numbers? I mean, given you haven't raced in a couple of years, is this exactly the Roxby Downs races that they would have had a couple of years ago, or is there still any caps or protocols you have to observe? Or
We're on a COVID safe plan, so we are capped to 1,000 people, 1,000 patrons. Normally, we would probably have between about 1,200 and maybe 1,600 people attend the races. So it is a little bit less than... previous years, but it's just that's just how it is at the moment. From what I can understand, most of the other non-CAB country meetings were also on this COVID safe plan with a cap of 1,000. So this year it was really the committee have worked really really hard to try and keep the meeting going for the community. It's a good outlet for them and an opportunity for them to get out and dress up in their fineries and things like that. So because we weren't able to have full numbers, we sort of like usually license for 2,000 people. We went with a COVID safe plan, and that'll give a lot of people opportunity to get to the races.
And Dwayne, just finally, I've done so many of these interviews with clubs in weird and way out places, some high profile. I mean, Broome, for example, had a record crowd. There were so many people over in that part of the country that are just travelling around. They got into states before borders closed and they're staying there. And I'm not sure if Roxby Downs would be described as a tourist destination, but if you're in a caravan and you've been in SA or other states away from places like New South Wales and Victoria where you could, I guess you're just staying away and you're just going to wherever you can. Have you seen an increase? Do you expect a lot of grey nomads or tourists or people that have never been to the Roxby Downs racing to be there this weekend that are just travelling because they can?
There are a few, and we've seen some come through already. But the mine has a major shut on at the moment. So a lot of the accommodation has been taken up already. So those that are sort of like were able to get in and plan ahead a little bit, albeit we did change the date, they're all good. But probably in any other given year, we'd potentially see a few more people. But there are a lot of RVs and things getting around. And even throughout the course of the year, when it's not too hot, because it gets quite hot up here, obviously, we see a lot of traffic come through the town and on their way through, maybe up to Cooper Pedy or something, they just turn off at Pimber, divert up here, have a look around, and then,
Are there tours of the mine, or are they stopped these days with COVID and that? Are there tours, or?
There's a surface tour that's operated out of Roxby Downs itself, but essentially mine to an underground tour or things like that. No, not at the moment. No.
And I guess the weather will be beautiful because you mentioned the heat. Do you ever hit 50 degrees in summer?
We have done. It's not uncommon to depend on the season a little bit. It didn't get really hot last season, but it's not uncommon to have a week or two in the mid to high 40s here. I think the temperature on Saturday is going to be 33, so that's quite warm, particularly for people coming up from south. And but there's going to be a change sort of like late in the afternoon going into the following day. So provided that doesn't come through too early and get a little bit windy, we should be good.
And I'm sitting in a studio here in Melbourne, totally different to Roxby Downs and the mining town where you are. Tell our listeners, why do you live there? Is it one of those places you have to have a reason to go to? How long have you lived there in the township at Roxby, Dwayne?
I've been here about 32 years. I moved up here for the work, and I sort of had a little bit of a background with horses from the Adelaide Hills. And I sort of breed a couple and race a couple myself, and became involved in the local racing club, this club, a few years ago. There were a group of people that founded the club. The club's over 30 years old. So people that were here early on, they did a lot of work with infrastructure and things like that. And our committee, it's up to us just to keep things going and put on a good community event. So I actually like it here, the work's great. And when you get out of work, you've got plenty of space here.
Sounds like a place that a lot of us should visit, a unique location, and good luck with your race meeting back on after a two-year hiatus. Thanks for taking the call, Dwayne, and all the best.
No worries. Thank you very much. Thanks for having the chat.
Dwayne Gumm, Roxby Downs, that mining town in South Australia, and they've got their once-a-year meeting coming up. Good luck to them.